It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Today we're visiting with Veronica Capraro. She is the 4-H leader for the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club, along with Martina. You guys are doing a big haunted house kind of thing, a haunted festival in kind of cooperation with the Book Cliffs Arts Council this year. Kind of a cool deal. Oh, it's so typical. They're looking at each other and poking and pointing, and nobody actually wants to say yes. You guys have both been here before, so you have nothing to be afraid of, I swear. There will be no mild electrical shocks, even in spite of what I said earlier.
Well, you know, that is kind of a haunted harvest thought, right?
That's true. That's a very good point. It's coming up a week from this Saturday.
Yeah. October 26th.
October 26th at the Book Cliffs Arts Center there?
Yes.
On, it's not 16th Street anymore. It's Garfield County Road.
Actually, it is 1100 East 16th Street is the actual address.
Okay. And you're asking for just like a $5 donation for folks that want to? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are doing a $5 donation so that everyone has an opportunity to go. And going with the theme of everyone going there, we have multiple haunted houses and times for people of all ages and levels, I suppose, is what you want out of a haunted house.
So what you're the Rocky Mountain Wranglers, what do you do in the club?
So
what is the focus of
the club? The focus of the Rocky Mountain Wranglers is pretty much all. We have kids who do livestock. We have kids who do dog. We have kids who do all the general projects. And we have kids who do horse. So kind of the whole spectrum.
And apparently kids that do crafts, too.
And lots of crafts, which falls under general projects. So.
Oh, does it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I didn't know if there was something specific. I know when we've talked to Martina in the past, you had like you did an art show at the Arts Council.
I'm still with the Art Council, and I've put on a couple more shows since then, cool. Growing as an artist. And as Mama was saying, the general projects entail more than just art. There's rocketry. There's science. You can do horse. If you want to learn about horses, but you aren't ready to learn how to ride or don't have the ability to ride, we have. You can learn all about the horses on the ground and how to handle them from a book. You can do vet programs that you can learn all about being vet. So it's a really cool opportunity to learn about careers that as you're growing up, kids might be looking at, and you can kind of get an insight in and see if that's something you would actually want to do.
Speaking of careers, this is your senior year. What are you going to do for college?
Currently,
or should I say, what are you going to do after high school?
Am planning to go to college. I'm currently looking at a community college in Denver area to get my business degree. And then after that, I'm going to work on being certified as a horse trainer and work towards my overall dream of running my own equine facility so I can share my love for horses with everyone.
That sounds really cool. Yeah. Community college in Denver, like, is it Foothills Community
There's
College?
There's Red Rocks Community College is one I'm looking at. That's my main choice right now. It's
in Golden, right?
There's one in Arvada. There's one in Golden. I'm looking at the Arvada campus right now. It's just, I like that area of town most from what I've been.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Again, the Haunted Harvest happens on Saturday, October 26th at 1100 16th Street in Rifle. That's the Book Cliffs Arts Center, where a lot of people went to the Sunday night concerts through the summer for the last several years. Now, you're also opening this event up to, like, vendors that want to set up a booth or something like that?
Yes, we currently have vendors who we are always looking for more vendors at the moment. It's $20 a booth. You can call the Book Cliffs Arts Center or my mother at 970-366-9202 to reserve your spot or just ask questions and see if that's something that you're interested.
And it's $20 if you want to set up a booth. And
yes.
Do you have any requirements, like any expectations for anybody that would want to set something up, like number of pounds of candy that they should have on hand?
Hey, there's a thought. No, the expectation is it's the basic canopy size booth. You'll have to provide your own table and your own canopy because it is an outdoor venue. The $20 is basically more of a, you know, just to support the Rocky Mountain Wranglers because it is ultimately a fundraiser, but we're trying to keep it cost friendly for all families.
Okay. And you'd go in a couple different haunted houses as well. Are they like different scary levels or?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have two haunted houses. One we're calling like a tea house. So we're kind of going like a mad tea house starting. So it's an interactive room. And this is aimed at kids who are younger and isn't as scary. We're going to have several live people in there acting in character. And we're just going to have fun so the kids can interact and enjoy a tea house party. That's a bit odd.
So kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's kind of where our inspiration was from.
Yeah, it's inspired by that. Won't be exact, but it's inspired. And the kids will be able to do different kind of things. You know, my passion is STEM, so they will have potions and such that they get to create.
Oh, that's cool.
So
okay.
It'll be fun.
And again, that's for the younger kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, older kids can go too, but it's, you know, we are gearing it where it's not going to be as frightening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, talk about the other haunted house.
The other haunted house is the one I'm very, very excited to get through, mostly because it's a huge challenge. It's multiple rooms, and we're going to have multiple different sets. There's a lot of different things that a surprise element that I'm going to keep secret just because it's a really fun surprise that's going to add a different level of scariness. That's
part of the whole thing about a
yeah,
haunted house.
Yeah, it's kind of being a bit scary. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to have several different rooms and sets. Most of them, it's going to be a self-guided tour, but if at any point, if anyone feels scared and wants out, where there will be people around that can help you guide out, and we have multiple exit strategies in every room for the safety of everyone involved.
Okay. So it's not like the one at Elitch's where...
No. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not quite that level.
No.
This is all... the one thing everybody needs to realize, this is 4-H is kid run. Hmm. So everything that's happening is... kids. The kids are the ones who are putting it together.
You're there to supervise.
We're here to supervise right. As a parent and as leaders, but it is kid run. We do have our sponsors who some of them will have people there helping. And as it is a 4-H event, we do have we will have a booth set up learning about 4-H where you will check in and sign a waiver to go through because you know, we want to make sure everybody's safe and understands the different levels so we can make sure they're guided in the right direction.
Again, it's a collaboration between the Booklifts Arts Center, the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club, and where was I going with that?
Some Those of are our the other two sponsors.
Main, yeah, there are a couple other sponsors. I notice Alpine Bank is on there as well.
Yes. Along with Alpine Bank, we have Two Rivers Productions, which is doing the sounds and light for the entire festival, so we're going to have some pretty cool effects going on throughout the area.
And again, it starts at 11 in the morning on Saturday, October 26th, and continues until 8:30 that night. Things change a little bit toward the end there. We'll talk a little bit about some mm-hmm. of those other options for either younger kids or for folks that have sensory issues, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't really like the loud noises and the bright lights.
Right.
We'll explain what that means and talk a little bit more about the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club and the Booklifts Arts Center as well. I guess kind of a little bit slower in the winter than during the summer, right?
A little bit.
But still a lot going on.
It's still a lot goes on because it's a year-long thing.
Again, it's just a $5 donation that is requested. Again, that's on Saturday, October 26th, so the Saturday before Halloween.
Correct.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club Haunted Harvest, Saturday, October 26th at the Booklifts Arts Center in Rifle. Martina Capraro is, I guess you might say, kind of spearheading this whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd probably be what the idea. It was... my idea, we were sitting down thinking of fundraising ways so our club could continue to pay the fees for every one of our members to join 4-H and also to have custom T-shirts made to represent our club. And fundraising is a big part of, that's where our club runs off of its money. And the past couple of years, our club has changed a lot. And while we have younger kids, I'm one of the few older ones, so I decided to step up and come up with an idea.
Yep, she came up with the idea and has taken it from there. She is currently our historian of the club. So
the historian of the club. Aside from you, right, Veronica? Weren't you there from the beginning as well?
Not on the Rocky Mountain Wranglers. Oh. We've actually been in 4-H only 7 years, and the club has been around a lot longer than that. I'm like the fourth or fifth leader.
So when you're talking about using the donations that you get from the Haunted Harvest to pay the 4-H fees for the kids in the club, so they're not going to have to come up with that their own? Their families are not going to have to? You're going to take these donations and use that for the other members of the club?
That's what we want to do.
That's pretty cool.
The last 2 years, our club has paid the club fees. There's minimal amount. If you register now, which 4-H Online just opened up to register.
On the 15th, right?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep, on the 16th.
16th, that's
on
right.
On the 16th. Yeah. And it's for returning members, it's only $25. But as time goes on, if you don't register before March, then your cost is higher. Mm. So we try to raise as much money so that we can pay for our kids this, because it's worth it.
Sure. And by the way, speaking of which, was it last week was National 4-H Week?
Last week was National 4-H Week.
So the following week is when enrollment starts in 4-H. And I know there's a big push now through the end of the year. So yep. If you're interested in getting the kids signed up for 4-H, you can always call the extension office at 625-3969. You want to talk to some kids that are in 4-H and ask them how much they enjoy it, just show up to the Haunted Harvest on the 26th.
Yep, we will have a booth there.
How many members of the club do you think are going to be on hand, Martina?
There's going to be around six of us, along with parents, and some of the sponsors that we have are also, they've gotten to know us, and they can tell you about how it's affected our lives and how much we've changed throughout the course of 4-H.
Since I was a kid, I've seen, varying levels of haunted houses and that kind of thing. I always thought, how complicated would it be to plan this all out and figure out what goes where and something different in each room? Because that's the whole thing about the haunted house, is it's the experience traveling through. Who came up with that?
That would again be me. Wow. I actually drew on my friends as high schoolers. Most of my friends are very into theater and they're in bands, so we're all very creative people. And I basically sat down and asked them, what do you guys want to see out of a haunted house?
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, well, from what your guys' ideas, and this is what I have. And then it kind of worked out through and figuring out the own layout on my own, just walking through and seeing what would work and move the best.
And then we talked with Carla, our extension agent, and she has extensive knowledge. And, of course, it's a 4-H event, so there are certain requirements we have to go by. So using those guidelines plus the ideas, she has come up with what we're going to be putting together.
That's pretty cool. Again, it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 26th. Folks can drop by, obviously, at any time, right, throughout the day. Talk about the sensory friendly. Between 4:30 and 6 o'clock, you're going to do some more sensory friendly kind of, you're going to turn down the lights and the music.
Yeah, we're going to have all the main lights that light up the rooms instead of just the color lights and the theatric lights more. We're going to turn, they're still going to be on, but we're going to have the main room lights on, and we're going to turn any sounds that we have down enough so that they're not super loud and frightening and aren't going to give you the same jump scare ability. We're going to use that so that people who are more have sensory issues can see exactly what's going on and still enjoy it for what it is. We're going to have areas where they can see exactly how the props work and how it's run and kind of explain it's not really as overwhelming once you get down to the basics and you see, hey, if you take a step back and look at it, we can work through this calmly and you can see how it's not scary. It can be fun and enjoyable.
It kind of reminds me of, the scene in Snow White where she runs into the woods and she's so scared. And then when she actually calms down and looks, it's really not that bad. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Okay, fair enough. In addition to some vendors that will have booths there, including sponsors that you can learn more about 4-H, of course. Mm-hmm. You're also going to have some games and that kind of thing as well. Now, will they be Halloween-themed games or just kind of fun games for everybody to have a good time while they're there as
These
well?
These games are more like the classic games you think of when you think of the stereotypical American barbecue. You know, there's going to be cornhole. There's going to be a horseshoe toss. It's going to be these fun games that are classics and that are enjoyable for everyone from adults to young children. We're going to have other games like Twister and a ping pong ball toss and fun games like this that challenge you in a fun way. So it's
I see there's also a scarecrow making contest.
Yes.
Have to include the arts and crafts in there too, don't you?
Got to have the arts and crafts.
Obviously, what else can we do?
It's a book center. It's a Bookcliffs Art Center. We have to have that. So the idea with the scarecrow making contest, we did this last year at one of the festivals we did, and it's kind of a race. So we have all the materials and teams get together and try to build their scarecrow as fast as they can. And whoever wins gets bragging rights or maybe a candy. Who knows?
Okay. So some burlap and some hay and that kind of thing.
Yep. Okay. So right now we have jeans. Actually, it's going to be jeans.
Flannel.
Okay.
Straw. Yeah.
And pumpkins for heads.
I think pumpkins is what we're doing for heads. So
it'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see how it all works. And the kids, they have fun. You know, at first they're like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then when they get into it, it's like, oh, can we do it again? So.
And you'll also have a photo booth there as well?
Yes, we are going to have a certain area delegated for people who can take their own stage photos. Using their cell phones. I will also be walking around with my own camera. And if you do not want to have your picture taken at the festival, we will have waivers and a wristband to identify those who do not want to have their photos taken so that you
We're
don't.
Respectful.
You, it's all about. The
Just
people.
In case you're in witness protection.
You yeah, know, you exactly. Can, don't want to
Gotta keep
cover.
That identity hidden. It is haunted, you know.
Exactly. See, I don't have to worry about it because I don't show up on film anyway. Again, it's the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club Haunted Harvest, Saturday, October 26th at the Bookcliffs Arts Center, 1100 East 16th Street in Rifle. $5 donation is requested per person. And again, a couple different haunted houses, if you will. One a little more intense for the older kids and the adults, then one a lot more tame.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, for everybody in the if you will, the big haunted house, there's that sensory-friendly version from 4:30 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon as well. So for anybody that maybe you've got, a young one that's kind of on the verge, you know, mm-hmm. they're kind of interested, but you think that it may be a little too much for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
This will be kind of toned down. And again, like you say, you can see the behind-the-scenes version as well and kind of explain everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, it's really not that scary, even though it seems like it is.
Yeah, like when you do the sensory
bowls.
The sensory bowls, instead of just sticking your hand in and not knowing what you're actually touching, you know, the eyeballs, which, so there's certain things.
Oh, fourth wall, hashtag.
Yeah. Yep. So,
sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, then they can see the makings of it. And for the younger kids, that's important.
They can see the spaghetti and the,
mm-hmm.
for the brains, right?
Yep.
Different
type things.
Things that when you can't see, we are using our touch. And when you, as humans, when we lose one of our senses, our other senses are heightened. So if you can't see very well, your sense of touch and your sense of smell is going to be much more heightened. So
well,
it's
and if you don't know, experience. Then your brain is going to fill in the blank with
exactly.
whatever
and
knowledge.
If you're already
it has.
In a haunted house, your brain's going to jump to the worst.
Exactly, yep. exactly. It's worms or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever scares you the
things.
Most. Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Again, it's Saturday, October 26th, and if you would like to set up a vendor booth, like a 10x10 thing, mm-hmm. you need to bring your own tent. Did you say you would have tables there?
No, they'll have to bring tables. We have a very few tables, so I would recommend bringing a table, or you can do a game. I have one vendor who called, and she's getting two booths because she wants to do a cakewalk. She doesn't need tables. She's just going to use a space that we'll have available for her to utilize.
Right, there you go.
So
if you have any creative ideas.
We will welcome them.
And again, Veronica's number is 366-9202 if you're interested in that. $20 for a booth spot. And again, something appropriate for all ages, of course. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all kind of a collaboration between the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club, Bookcliffs Arts Center, and it's sponsored by Alpine Bank and Two Rivers Productions. Mm-hmm. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Veronica and Martina Capraro. They are helping put together the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club Haunted Harvest at the Bookcliffs Arts Center on Saturday, October 26th. The address, by the way, 1100 East 16th Street in Rifle. Everyone is welcome. It's a $5 suggested donation per person. Again, you're going to have a number of games and some vendor booths will be set up. What about like snacks and drinks and that kind of thing?
One of our vendors is a food vendor, so okay. There will be some
So it'll
options.
Be available. And if
it'll
you
be
wanna,
available okay. if you want to purchase. We will gladly take another because to have a variety would be great. So if any other food vendors are out there, it's only $20. It's not that much to to sit for a few hours. For those – I was thinking about this. For those that don't know where the Bookcliffs are – you really do, because when you're going up 16th Street and you see the colored porter potties, that's where we're at. So that's where we're at.
Is that another one of your creations, Martina?
Those ones aren't mine. Okay. The book list is pretty cool because they have, when you're driving construction zones, they have the barriers and stuff. And the Bookcliffs Art Center has lots of those that are open for any person to go. And if you're like doing spray paint art, as long as you don't tag any of the buildings, there are designated areas for you to put your art out and be creative without having to draw attention to yourself if you're that kind of
person. I want to say, didn't Jose from the police department do some of that, like a class or something?
Yep, he did. Yeah. And in last year, he had an art show.
That's right. Yeah, he was one of the featured artists.
One of the featured artists, and he did really well. And then we have the big boards. You know, the one right now that is our favorite has the cat eyes. And we have no idea who did that, but it is very lovely. So, sorry. And so that's pretty neat. It's just a neat place.
Speaking of featured artists, the artist this month is the board president, Terry Southworth.
Yes.
And she, so her art is on display.
Her art is on display. And we will encourage everybody that while they're there to go through the gallery, go take a look at the art, see what, you know, our community members. She's a community member who is got a love for art. And that's how we like to promote.
Makes sense. She's also one of the actors in the haunted house.
Yes,
indeed.
She is.
You won't say which one.
Nope.
No, we will not. But if you find her, you will be able to talk to her and ask her about her art. And as all artists are, we are very proud of our art and love to talk about our methods and what we think about our own, what we each think about what we do. Terry uses pastels, and she does a really cool way of pastels where she paints with them, which is an odd thing. Because if you don't know what pastels, they are pure pigment. So they are basically chalk, except for very, very much more pigmented. And they break easily, and there's different textures and hardness levels.
So a pastel, I always thought of a pastel as a particular set of colors, you know, very bright. But that's not the case. It's actually the type of material that makes up the...
It's like a soft chalk.
I'll be darned.
Or very hard chalk, depending on the color.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day, I guess.
Yeah, but pastels are very cool because when you paint, you're working with pigment, yes, but you're working with a liquid pigment that's been mixed with either oil or an acrylic base, where with pastels, it's just the pure pigment powder compressed into a stick that you can draw with. It's very challenging to work with, and it takes a lot of patience to create a piece as amazing as Terry can do. Her pieces are absolutely stunning.
Wow. Speaking of art and every artist's passions, when we talked before, I want to say that you were working like on canvas and that kind of thing. Yes. But you're talking about bringing your camera on the 26th as well. So obviously, you're an artist, you kind of recognize all forms of art.
Yeah, I recently have started dabbling in photography, and I think it's a really fun thing to do. Some of the previous artists we've had at the book list, like George W. Cutting, he has this amazing photography, and it's so cool how when you're drawing, or painting, you can capture a moment, and you can change it, and you can display a certain emotion more than others. And it's the same thing in photography. If you get that one perfect shot and everything, it just seems like the world truly is standing still in that moment.
Wow. I'm kind of speechless. I mean, you put that so well, and I understand exactly what you say.
Exactly.
Anybody can talk in big words, but to actually impart it so that, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What kind of camera are you currently using? What will you have on the 26th,
I am using a Canon T6. It's a digital camera, and I shoot in manual mode. So that's when I'm choosing the aperture, choosing how fast the shutter opens and closes. So if I take a long exposure shot, the shutter actually closes over 30 seconds, which is the longest time. So that's how people get those amazing shots of waterfalls where it looks like they're all really smooth. Mm-hmm. Because we all know a waterfall is actually very rough and jagged, and it can be very cruel almost looking. Mm-hmm. But if using different techniques with a raw camera photo, you can capture something and change the way it's perceived.
It's interesting to hear you talk about, you know, digital cameras. Of course, they still make film cameras. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day during that 1 year that I worked in retail, we sold a lot of film back then. And everybody was always asking, you know, well, what speed film should I use? Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to be taking pictures of?
Exactly.
We used to always say, so the slower speed is best for the longer exposure pictures and the more brilliant colors, whereas the faster film for action and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Was it 200 that we used to tell was just a general purpose middle of the road?
Yeah. 200 is roughly.
Okay. You're the photographer.
Yeah,
I should be asking you.
As a 4-H-er and an artist, a lot of the times if I'm taking photos of a moving object, say if I'm working my horse and I'm trying to get a photo of him moving, I will set my shutter speed all the way up to 1600, which is the fastest speed possible, and I can get the exact moment if he's all of his feet are off the ground and is in a gallop, or
interesting,
you know, the hair is moving a certain way. Same way with a car, when you see those photos of cars I'm going around the racetrack, and you get that moment where they're just, there's no blur. That's very, very fast shutter speed.
Is there a trade-off in the digital world between shutter speed and the brilliance of color as well? Because that's what I was trying to say earlier. Yeah. Is, you know, you get better color with the slower speeds, but you can't capture the
moment.
Yeah, exactly.
The moment. I feel it depends on a lot of it is depending on the lighting.
Okay.
I shot some fireworks over 4th of July, and it wasn't so much that the colors were duller with a faster shutter speed. It's just that it was hard to get that moment where they were this at the brightest, because you had to take a quick fire of up to 20 shots per firework.
Right.
Where if you did a slow shutter speed, you could show the trail and the movement of the firework over the entire course of its path.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You can tell what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
We just spent 10 minutes on photography. Again, the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H Club presents the Haunted Harvest Saturday, October 26th at the Book Cliffs Arts Center. The top of 16th Street in Rifle, 1100 East 16th Street is the address. Again, it continues from 11 to 8:30, so pretty much all day long, all afternoon for sure, into the evening. And if you're going to do a haunted house, I guess you kind of have to do it into the night, don't you?
And the 8:30 is kind of a guesstimate, because if there are people in line, we're not going to go, okay, 8:30, we're closed.
Cut off the line, send everybody home.
But we want it to be open to everybody. It is a $5 donation request, but if you don't have it, come and enjoy the event. That's what it's for. It's our service.
Again, if your business or organization would like to set up a booth, it's just $20. You can call Veronica at 366-9202.
Correct.
Anything, and again, a lot of games too, like cornhole and horseshoes, like Martina said, you know, anything that you would find at a typical barbecue, you can find that stuff as well. If you've got really young kids and you don't think even the kid-friendly haunted house they would be okay with, take them up there and they can play some of the games.
They'll have games, and we'll have pumpkin painting. So, you know, cool. It is an art center. We have to do art. But
fair enough.
So bring the kids and bring the families and spend some time.
Anything else either of you would like to mention that we haven't touched on yet? I guess we can mention sponsors again if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to mention our sponsors because Book Cliffs Art Center, we part of the sponsorship they did is Martina made a deal with them where she would help clean up some of the areas and some of the Arconixes, and with the help of the Work Enders program, they came in and they helped us get it cleaned up so that she could use the buildings so that eventually we'll be able to make those into actual classrooms.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the future at some point, you know, long-term goals.
So there's, in life, it's all about give and take, isn't it?
Yeah. So in the way we look at it is, you know, we're as a club, we're trying to give back and if whatever we can to the community.
I like that. Martina, anything else from you?
A huge, huge thank you to our sponsors, not only the Book Cliffs Arts Center, but Alpine Bank and Two Rivers Productions. Without them, we really could not make this event possible. And I want to thank them so very much. It is much appreciated, and we hope to continue giving back to the community in the same way they are helping us give.
And again, open enrollment right now for 4-H clubs, not just the Rocky Mountain Wranglers 4-H club, but for all 4-H clubs. If you're interested in signing the kids up for 4-H, call the extension office at 625-3969.
Yep.
All right. All the best.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Thank
I guess you. If this were a theater thing, I'd say break a leg.
That's it. Break a leg.
You get the idea.
Grab the chainsaw.
Perfect. Perfect. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.